When you hear Coach London talk about you, and he's just met you, but your reputation clearly is significant across the league. What goes through your mind when you hear those things?
It's always a good, feeling to, hear that thing from, kind of coaches and peers, I feel like that's the biggest compliment you can receive. Guys that you're around every day, guys that are the same age as you, same situations as you, same living situation, whatever it is, to hear that from those guys is the biggest compliment. But I kind of take pride in it, and I want to continue to build that reputation.
How much do you think that's tied into your NFL longevity, your ability to go into a locker room and make an impact?
I feel like it's a big part because I feel like when teams sign a guy or draft a guy, I feel like they're drafting that person as a whole, not necessarily just what they can do on the field. And I feel like that's me right there. Not necessarily what I do on the field, as much as I can affect a locker room or younger players on the team, or kind of pull guys in a direction that they wanted, to go.
Do you have a sense for how that particular element led to you re-signing, whether it was either from the team's perspective or your desire to be back here this year?
No, not really. The free agency process is wild. Just kind of filling it out. But more than anything, I want to go back to a place where I'm comfortable, where people know me and I know people. And we kind of have an understanding of what they expect from me. I kind of have an understanding of my role on this team. At any opportunity to come back here, that would be my first choice.
Even with the new staff, though, because new special teams coach, new offensive staff?
I feel like it's more the organization as a whole, not necessarily the coaches. I feel like the opportunity to come out, compete, and kind of show them who I am is always a good thing. Just like me signing here in free agency from the Rams, the opportunity with a fresh start to come in and kind of, build who I am and show them who I am. I feel like, me receiving this award shows that, that was successful.
Is it more difficult for players now to get the full impact of what the Piccolo Award means, because it's been a while? I mean, you almost have to research what Brian Piccolo meant to the organization.
I feel like the organization does a good job of helping you understand what he means. I watched the movie, me and Tariq watched the movie together. The McCaskey family does an excellent job of, kind of telling you who he is. And the training staff, believe it or not, they talk about it all the time, who he was, what he meant. The relationship he had with Gail. I feel like you kind of get an idea of what he means to this organization.
And you can tell that last year that you and Tariq developed a quick friendship and good relationship. What did it mean for you to win this award alongside him?
It's a great feeling, man. I feel like everything that they say about Tariq is true. His passion, he's also, selfless. As great of a player as he is, I've never heard him say he needs more. You know what I'm saying? He works hard, doesn't complain, goes out his way to kind of brighten people's days. And, it's no surprise that he won that award. And I just feel like, those are the guys that I'm around the most, the running back room. So I would hope that, I would have that relationship with those guys, seeing them every day and being around them all day.
Are you hosting players that are teammates now? Coach London alluded to that up there.
No, I got a roommate right now, Taquan Mazzell, for the offseason. So we've been staying together. He's a younger guy, going through the playbook together. And I'm, getting an opportunity to watch him turn into a, true pro. So I'm excited to see, when he gets his opportunity, what he does on the field as well.
Brian's daughter, Coach, was talking just about her father. I mean, did it bring back memories for you? I know if you kind of mentioned how most people don't know what happened with your father.
Most definitely. It's not a day that goes by that I don't think about my father. And the impact that he had on my life. It was a lot of points where I hated football, hated the idea of football, did not want to play football, and didn't understand why he was so hard on me. And with the life I have now, the blessings that I've been able to receive, there's no way that I can't think, this is what you were doing it for. This is why you were hard on me, making me practice certain ways or making me take it serious at such a young age. The things that I've been able to accomplish on and off the field, the relationships, the experiences, the places that I've been able to travel, all because of football. There's no way that, I cannot think about him every day that I get to wake up and do this job.
What was your father's name?
Benny Cunningham.
Benny.
Did he play the game?
Yes, sir. High school level.
Yep. So Tariq seems to be the bigger brother of the two. What would you think about that?
He's a smaller guy. A lot of times I got to take up for him on the field. I'm not really that impressed with his skill set. So I'm going to tell y'all that.
Thanks for sharing.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you.
No problem.
Congratulations.